Hello and welcome. This is James Maduke speaking. You're listening to an audio session from, well, actually I'm on holidays today. I'm looking out on the lake, sitting out, relaxing a little bit, taking the week off, and I had something really, really special happen for me on Monday. Today is Tuesday. I had something special happen on Monday. It was really exciting. What I did is I played golf with my son, Greg, for the first time. And I want to tell you a little bit of a story. And this is an absolutely true story because this is the very first time that I had golfed with my son, Greg. And I learned something really, really important, and I wanted to share that with you today. Now, the title of this session is Why Golfers Make the Best Business Owners. Or the best marketers are always golfers. Now, I'm going to explain that why, and I'll tell you as we get through here. But there is a very, very important lesson to learn. And what that lesson is, and I want you to think about that for a second, what that lesson is, it's all about growing your business. See, my son had been to some lessons. We've been to the driving range before. He's actually golfed with some other family members, my mom. But he and I never golf. We never had a chance to golf. So when we went out this time, he had been out a couple times, but you know what? He was frustrated. He was really frustrated. Now, why was he frustrated? Well, because he was having a lot of trouble golfing. Golfing isn't that easy. If you're not a golfer, you know, you go out to clubs, a local club, or you go to the driving range, it's like pray and spray, or spray and pray is the other one. You'll see all sorts of different terms, but frustrating is the name of the game when you're starting out golfing. Why? Well, because you never know where the ball's going to go. You have no idea where you're going to hit it. It could be backwards. You could top the ball and just plop it in front of you a couple feet. You could go way under the ball, pop it high up into the air. You can slice it. You can hook it. There's all sorts of different things can happen when you hit the ball. And in many cases, when people are starting out, they get absolutely frustrated because if they were going to hit 100 balls, there was only maybe one ball, two balls, five out of 100 that actually went where they were supposed to go. Where they were supposed to go. Now, I was trying to explain to my son, you know, this is how golf works. I'm not a great golfer, but I can get around the course pretty well. And I was trying to explain to him, you know, take it easy. Don't try and kill the ball. Many times people think, you know, hitting a golf ball really, really far is about hitting it hard. And I was trying to explain to him it's not really about hitting it hard. It's about hitting it right, hitting it correctly, hitting it in the sweet spot, getting comfortable with your swing. So these are all lessons that he had to learn. And as we went out and golfed, one of the things that we did is we did it alone, so there wasn't anyone else around, no pressure on him. Like, my son is 12, so he's into that 12-year-old preteen worrying about what other people are thinking on the golf course mode. So you can imagine if there's other people around, what happens? He's tense, he's tightened up, he's getting nervous about what other people are going to think as he duffs the ball or slices the ball or hooks the ball or tops the ball. You get all uptight about what other people are going to think, and you don't play your own game. So we went awfully early yesterday morning, and we took time to make sure that we let other people play through so that we weren't in a rush as we started golfing. And there was something interesting that happened as we golfed yesterday. And what we did is we took our time and we focused on, with Greg, being consistent. Being consistent about not hitting or driving the green, for example, on every shot. What we did is we worked on staying on the fairway and staying straight, taking shorter shots but being consistent with the placement. And you know, this is exactly the same thing that we have to do with marketing. And this is why I think people who understand golf make great business owners or great marketers, because they understand that every hole is like a sale, it's like your business, it's like a relationship. That pin, that cup that you look at, that you stare at, that's the goal. That's the thing that you're striving for. You've got to put that ball in the cup. And you have a couple strategies, especially when you're starting out. You can like swing and try and wail on it and hope to God that it goes straight towards the pin. But because you don't have any real control when you're starting out, you haven't found a comfortable swing, what happens is you often shank it or duff it or just mess up your shot. And what happens is you've got to take not 3, 4, 5, or 6 shots to get to the hole, but you take 10, 12, or 14 shots to get to the hole. And it takes a lot longer, and it's a lot more frustrating. Why? Because you're not in control. Now, on the other hand, if you take your time and you take shorter shots, but you consistently place them on the fairway, you keep them in the field of play, what happens is, in the long run, you're going to end up closer to the pin each time in less shots. And this is exactly what we have to do when we're marketing or building our business. You have to think about, okay, where's the pin? Where's the cup? What am I driving towards? And what are the steps that I can take today that are going to get me there? Don't go for the home run automatically, especially when you're starting out. Build something over the long term that you can do consistently. See, if you know that you've got a winner or a comfortable swing in golf, what you can do is, doesn't matter which club you use that same nice, comfortable swing, and guess what happens? You're going to end up at the pin a lot faster than if you're trying to kill the ball with a different swing each time and a different club each time. You've got to get comfortable with the pace, with your marketing, with the way that you are messaging to your potential customers. Now, the most important thing, obviously, is to make sure that you're playing the same hole all the time. Often what happens is if someone makes a real wild shot and they slice at the golf course, they end up on the other fairway. They don't start aiming for the cup on that fairway. That doesn't make sense, does it? Yet that's what most people do if they do a wicked slice in golf. You know, when they're marketing, they go off in a different direction, a different tangent. They're not focusing on the goal that they originally started off on because they got moved over to, what, another fairway, another course. And they're all over the place. You know, you go to a golf course, there's 18 holes. It's like if you're a marketer, it's got 18 different markets. What do? Hit the ball and start playing whatever hole you happen to land on? No, you've got to play them in order and in sequence. It's about having a plan and having some structure. Taking small, consistent shots over time is a far better strategy than praying and spraying, which is a phrase that I heard and got a kick out of. It's like you get up to the tee and say your prayer and then spray the ball all over the place, hoping that it's going to land somewhere close to the actual hole that you're playing. So don't get crazy. Think about, how can I do this in the long term? What swing, what step, what process, what tactic do I know works? What is the process or tactic that I have that I know works? Can I use it consistently on the hole that I'm golfing on the market that I'm trying to become involved in or target? Is it actually the hole that I'm playing? Is it the right hole? First of all, you don't start on hole 18 if you're golfing. You start on hole number 1. So pick that market, get steady on it, and start taking some smaller, easy shots to get into the rhythm and the swing of things. Now, some people might say, well, no, it's about hitting the long ball. You got to go for the long ball right away. And, you know, that's really what sets out an expert golfer and an expert marketer from someone just starting out. And think about it. If you think about Tiger Woods or Vijay Singh or any of the popular golfers of the time, what have they done? They use the same swing that they're comfortable with, but because they're consistent now, they can swing as hard as they want with any club on any course, and they know exactly where the ball's going to go. They've tested it over and over and over again so that they can put full power into what they're doing. See, the problem is if you do that when you're just starting out, you don't know where it's going to go. You have no consistency. See, marketing is about consistency. Building a business over the long term is about consistency. I talk to so many people, so many other marketers, so many other independent professionals, coaches, consultants, all of the people that want to start a business, and they take 10 big hits with the golf club and they have no idea where the ball's going, and then they give up after. Or they go to a different course, or they go to a different game, or they go to a different pin. So think about what the experts do. Someone who's a marketer that knows the swing, they're comfortable with the swing. They have the same swing every time they pick up the club. It's because they've been to the driving range a billion times. They've hit the ball with the same club 100,000 times. That's what they do. They get a swing that they know that works. They've tested the tactics, the strategies, the way that they hold and grip the club, the way that they backswing and forceswing, the placement of their feet. They know everything about their craft because they've tested it. These are the things that we have to learn and do if you want to be a big hitter, if you want to be a professional. You have to take the time and energy and effort to test all of the things, to find out what works for you, to find out what you're comfortable with, to market naturally in a way that you can do it consistently. See, if there's one lesson that I could share with my son yesterday, it's about being consistent. If there's one lesson I can share with you as a fellow business person, a coach, a consultant, independent professional, someone who wants to build something long term, be consistent. Do the same thing that you know works over and over and over again. That's why golfers, people who understand golf and understand that it's about being consistent, that's why they make the best business people and the best marketers. This is James Maduk speaking. I hope you enjoyed this little session. We'll talk to you again soon. If you want to have a real quantum leap in your business, take the time right now to visit www.webmarketingforsmallbusiness.com. This is where you're going to find a little bit more about the web, the members-only site, how it works, what's inside. And when you do that, I want you to think about, how can I apply the ideas, the tactics, the processes, the strategies, all the experience that's in that site to your business so that you can enjoy not only some financial freedom, but some emotional freedom. Take the time now to go and evaluate that. I know that if you do, what you're going to experience is the quantum leap that you deserve in your business. This is James Maduk speaking. I hope you enjoyed this little rant. Have a great holiday weekend.